broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to another Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Kupp, along with you, Utah Burgess from Shady Lady, live from the Shady Lady Saloon, I presume. Hello, Utah.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We are in the month of June, and that just kind of crept up on us. I guess we've all been trapped inside for so long, I quit looking at a calendar, but wow, here we are. And we move along into some... Well, maybe some exciting news, because things are happening. As a matter of fact, Noble Hops Band, you guys got to play out and about this past weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, we got to do a show at Missing Links Brewery. It's our first time back since March 14th, and the shutdown and everything took place. So we've decided moving forward, as long as we're allowed to play, we're going to do what we're calling the We'll Play for Beer Tour to support local live music-type venues in our area. So... went out there, and we threw down, and they gave us some beer, and it worked for everybody.
You got beer, and you played. I love that. Play for Beer Tour. That's fantastic. So, wow, think about that. Almost 3 full months that you guys weren't able to play as a band out and about. Now, I know you and Jay Lynn were able to do some things online, and then more recently, I know there was a rally that was held featuring some music a couple of weeks ago, and you and Robert finally got to it. To play together, but boy, you know, we've been kind of alluding to the fact that, you know, I'm sure musicians are just itching to play and get out and share your artistic craft. I can only imagine how good that felt for you guys to get back up on a stage again.
Yeah, and I do want to stress that, you know, we played outside, and Missing Links is following all of the guidelines. Everybody's doing what they need to do to feel comfortable and be safe. But, yeah, it's great to be back out. And it's, like you said, 12 weeks. In fact, it's been 12 weeks since Shady Lady Productions has been able to generate one penny in income. So, you know, it's like many other businesses. It's been a tough 12 weeks.
Yeah, boy, you know, you see the reports being shown, the numbers of unemployed, and it's just mind-boggling how that number has grown exponentially. And you know, when you don't have people working, obviously there are a lot of businesses that are being hurt by it right now. So hey, we applaud your efforts of getting out and playing for beer and just trying to provide some opportunity for people to enjoy some moments of being out. And I think that, you know, I've heard that buzz just talking to people that have talked to him, you know, everybody's just itching to get out and see music. And I certainly hope that everybody will embrace when we're able to go out and all enjoy that live music, like you're starting to be able to now, that, hey, everybody gets out and supports the local musicians and supports those local businesses.
Yeah, I've been hearing the same thing. People are just ready for some music. And like we've talked about in past episodes, there's no greater healer than music. So hopefully it brings some good to some people who maybe have been struggling too, or, you know, just provides a healthy and positive release.
Well, if you're looking for an outdoor event, there is something coming up this coming Saturday, just pretty much right over the Pennsylvania line into Ohio, the Liberty Bash 2020. And of course, I alluded to the fact that you guys got together for the We the People rally, kind of a similar thing. They had some bands out at the location where Gigaroo and Rock for Life occurs, right?
Yes, they did. And as of right now, it looks like they're going to be moving forward with those shows this year as well. So you can check that out on their Facebook pages and whatnot. And yeah, this Saturday, Jake Parks is throwing the Liberty Bash together, and be a bunch of bands at that. It's at Buffalo Hollow Campground in Petersburg, Ohio. And again, they'll be following all of the guidelines, and you're encouraged to do so as well and stay safe. Do what's comfortable for you.
Now, did they put a Facebook page together for that? If you would go on Facebook and just type up Liberty Bash, we'd be able to find the details if anybody wants to go?
Yep, and I'm right there on Facebook. So Liberty Bash 2020, I believe, is what it's under.
And I know they do a great job with promoting Gigaroo and Rock for Life, too. So keep an eye out for that on social media as well. So an opportunity for folks to kind of get out and enjoy the atmosphere of live, local, original music. And we love to talk about it and love to promote that here. So coming up tonight, we're going to be presenting a young lady who actually has had like everybody else, their musical career kind of interrupted for the moment. She's doing the best she can to do things online, but she had just released an album and was looking for big things, and then, whoom, the hammer got dropped. So Ashley Puckett is going to be our special guest, and excited to talk with her tonight and find a little bit about her. She's a country musician, but a very talented country musician at that. I did notice as well, Utah, that Allegheny County this past Friday debuted an online music and interview series that they're calling Parks Unplugged, in a kind of a unique way to advertise Allegheny County Parks, but also include the local music connection as well. And they are featuring local musicians in unique county park settings, doing performances that then is shown online. Those are being, I think, shown at 7 o'clock Fridays on the Allegheny County Parks Facebook page and YouTube. In fact, Chris Jameson, past guest of our show, was the first episode of that. So kind of keep an eye out for that, for looking for local music. I did see a number of the people that have been doing the online streams have been still kind of staying active with that, and just presenting a forum where people can enjoy their music, and I think people have still been responding to that quite a bit.
Yeah, that's still pretty active. It'll be I think that's going to stay around. It's not going anywhere, which is kind of neat. I've wanted to actually sit around the fire and throw one of those up on the side of the house with the projector. So I might be doing that one of these days. catch one of them streams and toss back a couple cold ones around the fire and watch it on the side of the house.
There you go. I love it. I love it.
And make sure my neighbors can hear it, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I always say when we open up Rock Fabric. Turn it up so your neighbors can enjoy the show as well.
Well, they've heard Rock Fabric a lot around here. So.
And, of course, don't forget our Grassroots Show is available via podcast, so you can play that for your neighbors. 977rocks.com, in case you enjoyed any of the past shows and like to hear them again or missed a few. We try to keep you up to date on that as best we can. Well, let's get into some music here, and we'll move on into our interview with Ashley Puckett as well. But got a new tune from Chuck Moses and Chuck Moses and the Trash Bandits. It's a song called I. Actually, popped up a little video for this as well, and it's a very, very catchy song that was produced up at the Dave Cave Studio up in Petrolia. Dave Mariotti plays drums, percussion, and he did the productions of this, and of course Chuck Moses on the vocals, guitar. He also plays bass on it as well. A song called I from Chuck Moses and the Trash Bandits. We'll play that for you tonight. Dave, you out here.
All right, and we'll follow that up with the former bass player for the Shiners, and a man who is out and about himself playing solo acoustic shows and whatnot. That's Michael Taco Evans. And he got a hold of us with some of his original music. So I say we threw on a song called Spirit of the Suwannee.
And speaking of Taco, he's one of the guys that we've seen pop up on social events, including a big fundraiser that kind of was at the front end of the shutdown. So it's good to hear from Taco tonight as well. And this segment of our show, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at the Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler, which actually is just what it is. It's an old meat locker, and it has been restored into a magnificent recording studio, so I encourage you to give them a call. And if you have something you'd like to get recorded, to hopefully get played right here on the Grassroots Show, get in touch with Jim. Or if you'd just like to tour that facility, he has a great online version of that. But I know, Utah, you've been down there, and it's just such a cool facility. I think people would be interested in checking it out and seeing what he has to offer.
Yeah, I love hanging out there, and it's just a great bunch of guys, too, that are all associated.
Yeah, they can provide you the background singers or the background performers with you. If you're just a vocalist yourself, they can do it all. Meat Locker Recording Studio. It's the Grassroots Show. Let's get into the music tonight here on The Rock Station 97.7.
I'm listen late at night. The wind sings through the pines, and people gather from near and far to hear songs of days gone by. Well, you can hear a banjo player and the mandolin. A fiddle joins the music, and that's how the night begins. Spirit of the Swanee in my heart is still the only place I've ever loved, always have, always will. Sounds of lovely voices bring the Swanee moonlights the stage, playing country ballads and hippie music with bluegrass harmony. Spirit of the Swanee in my heart is still the only place I've ever loved, always have, always will. You can sing along before that morning sun comes out. We got time for one more song. Do you hear it? Can you feel it? Blood through your blood and thrill. Spirit of the Swanee, yes, in my heart it is still. Always have, always will. Let me share this story told by Uncle Charles and Miss Jean about the rhythm of the Swanee River and all the music in the breeze. Spirit of the Swanee in my heart is still the only place I've ever loved, always have, always will. Yeah, spirit of the Swanee, yes, in my heart is still the only place I've ever loved, always have, and always will.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit MeatLockerRecording.com.
Welcome back into our grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. This segment of our show is being brought to you by Woodman Life, standing strong for generations. And we appreciate their support of our local music show and certainly our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, which is on hiatus for this year, as many things are. But we appreciate them being our title sponsor and now part of our Grassroots show here every Sunday night. Very excited to speak with this young lady. She was referred to a while back, even in a previous interview when we spoke with Michael Stover, but we had already played her music when she released a song called Bulletproof, and Michael had forwarded that to us even before we spoke to him for his interview. So I'm sure some of you have heard it, and it's a song that actually has been played. It's in regular rotation now on our sister station, WBUT, Butt Kicking Country. Very excited to have the opportunity to speak with Ashley Puckett. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Hi. Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Great sounding voice. Love your new material. You've just released a new album, and we'll get into that. But we always like to take our opening segment, especially for somebody we're speaking with for the first time on our Grassroots Show, Ashley, to find out a little bit about you. You're from the North Huntington area?
I am. That's correct.
Okay. Grew up, born, and raised there?
Yes. Pretty much most of my life. I've flip-flopped a few neighboring cities, but for the most part, just North Huntington's always kind of been my home.
Whatever got you involved in music? Do you come from a musical family?
No, actually. Music for me has just always seemed to be the route that I knew I was going to follow since I usually say about age five. I think I sang my first song. It was called You Were Mine from the Dixie Chicks. And growing up, it was Dixie Chicks and then M2M and then Faith Hill. And it was always, one after another. And music just kind of fell into my hands, is how I like to say it. I never really had to go searching for, that passion or my purpose, is how I like to say it. But it just kind of always found me, so I think I'm a lucky one there.
So you were a natural at it. And how did it come out? I mean, did you live in a family that played a lot of music? I mean, listened to a lot of music? Was it, you had mom and dad were, country fans? How did that genre come to you?
So quite the opposite as far as, a musical family. Nobody really played instruments. Nobody sang. That was just kind of something, my mom likes to take a little credit there just because she sang to me growing up as a baby. But, it was kind of, listening to country in the car is probably where I picked up the genre. My parents did listen to a lot of country, a lot of Sugar Land, George Strait, Kenny Chesney. So there was a lot of musical influences growing up, into Carole King and Patsy Cline. So, I think that's how I picked up the genre. But even as I grew older and, I've played some pop music and dabbled with the blues and some other stuff here and there, but country has always kind of been my home base as far as music. It's what I enjoy singing, writing. I'm really into the romance side of it. So I think a lot of what country is, singing about, portrays a lot of my life, too. So I think there's a few reasons there.
Yeah. It sounds like you made a connection to it for that very aspect of just daily life and going through it. That's cool. Did you get any formal training along the way? I mean, how did you start to, the need to perform? When did that start popping up for you?
So I remember back in grade school when we started doing talent shows. Me and my sister would do some of them. And then transferring into high school, that was something that stuck. And I think the clicking moment was, I never did any kind of vocal training, any lessons, things like that. But I think the clicking moment was the fun I was having, and I was getting such great feedback. People loved what I was doing. They loved what I was singing. In high school, I was actually performing songs that I had written. So I was getting a lot of great interest with those, and I'm like, hey, I think this is something that, maybe the world needs to hear. And kind of from that moment on might have been the turning point when it wasn't just a hobby for me anymore. It was something that I really wanted to work toward.
The passion was building, huh?
It was indeed.
Yeah. But that's cool because you found a connection through music, and then you found the way to just put that in front of other people, and all of a sudden they were making a connection. So, yeah, as I said, that kind of you were maybe born to do it. You were meant to do it. That's pretty cool to hear. Now, do you play any instruments? How did you get involved in that outside of the vocal abilities?
I do play a little guitar. By little, I mean I can play some chords. It was more of an aid for songwriting to me, is why I had an interest in playing. There's a lot better guitarists out there than me, but I do play guitar. I started when I was about 16. I got my first guitar for my birthday, along with some lessons, and that kind of helped in my career, pushing me ahead too, I think, in a lot of ways, just showing me, going through guitar lessons. I remember I was playing other people's songs, and I was learning Dust in the Wind from Kansas, and some Joe Nichols covers, and that's when I realized, I love playing other songs, but, it's really cool to write my own songs with a guitar, and that's where the excitement started. So I think from that point on, too, it was a lot more focus on how can I use these abilities to make a dream come true.
So outside of school, where was the first place that you hopped up on stage? Was it at a club, an open mic? Where did that bug hit you?
One of the first real setups that I remember was a church festival, but I've done a ton of open mics. I've done a lot of really fun different locations in the tri-state area. So, we would go Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio. I try to keep it somewhat local, but branching out a bit. There was a point, I think, we were hitting a different location almost every other night. I think the first one, though, it definitely was that church festival that really brought out that live performance, and hey, this is kind of fun too.
We're visiting with Ashley Puckett here tonight on the Grassroots Show, and we have played this song a couple of different times, but we want to feature it tonight because it's her latest single from her brand new album, which we're going to get into heavy here in our next segment. But let's play a tune called Bulletproof, Ashley, and this is this the first or the second single from the album?
This will be the second single. This one was out since January.
Great sounding song. It's called Bulletproof. We're going to talk about the album and where she had it produced, because that was also something locally connected, and some names I think Grassroots fans are going to be familiar with because they've been past guests on our show. But this is Ashley Puckett and her song Bulletproof tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7 FM.
You always seem to walk away without a scratch. Madness and mayhem roll like water off your back. You're the only one who ain't bleeding.
Gotta finger on the
feel so weak and so lost. There I was, like a dragonfly in the storm. You were the one who could walk between the raindrops and bring me home safely in your arms. You held my
was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
It's It's the Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of our shows or if you enjoy the music so much you want to hear it again, they're always archived at 977rocks.com. Just pull up the podcast and you can go back literally years and see and hear some of the great shows we've had. And many of those shows have been associated with the connection of this segment sponsor, and that's our friends at Bros's Super Rent, where they love music. I was just talking recently with Jim McLaughlin, who runs Bros's Super Rent, his strong desire to get out and see a concert. And of course, he's a big fan of Blackberry Smoke, and he is itching to see them live. So, but you can see Jim live in person, filling up the meat case at Bros's Superette. They are a local butcher shop, and then they have more, too. They've got a great deli selection. Boy, you can literally go up and pull up 5 days' worth of meals from their deli case alone. And then, of course, then you can surround it with all the great cuts of meats they have, from chicken to pork to awesome cuts of steaks. They've got the best burger around, and they've got some incredible smoked beef sticks. Different varieties, and they do their own smoked cheese. It's fantastic. Recommend it all. Homemade sides and salads, and they've got Butler's Best Hot Sausage. They're home of America's Best Ham Loaf. They're high on the hill, right on the price, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. They are Bros's Superette. Stop by. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. We are visiting with Ashley Puckett. We just heard two songs from her debut album that came out in February, Bulletproof, that you've heard before, and then that one, Live Like You Love. Tell us about that song a little bit, Ashley.
So Live Like You Love is a very special one to me. It was one of the first one or two when I was really going through a lot of different songs. I probably went over 100 songs or so, deciding which ones were going to be perfect enough for my debut album. And this one was one that jumped out because it had a lot of sound that reminded me of a lot of music that I grew up on, but it was also something that I felt connected to. It was something that is, you'll learn throughout this interview, throughout my album with all 13 tracks. I'm a very romantic person. I love to sing about it. And this song is really just one of those feel-good, happy moments. I'm in love. I want to be just like you. The love that you give me, I want to be able to make the whole world feel like that. And it's something I think we need a lot more of. So it was something very special to me to be able to say this is a song of mine and be able to share that message with the world that, you know, we do need a lot more love. We need a lot more people, you know, picking up that same vibe.
Very, very true. And before that, of course, Bulletproof, opposite end of the spectrum then, right? I mean, you know, you got a little bit of attitude in that one.
Absolutely. Bulletproof was such a fun song to record in the studio, such a fun song to sing. It's just that it has a lot of attitude, a lot of sassiness. It's something that was, you know, able to bring out a lot of my personality, whereas you always see the sweet side of me with the romantic, slower songs, but this one was really able to bring out the fun side. So it was a really enjoyable one, and I think that's why a lot of people like that song so far.
And am I right in saying that you actually released that song, that single, Bulletproof, on your birthday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great birthday gift getting that out there, and the response was almost immediate, so it was a really, really good day.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, and I have to tell you, I know we talked off the air a bit, the first single from the album, and we're not featuring that here tonight, but listen in, folks. You'll hear it at some point, and it's going to be on our sister station as well. A great song called Medicine. That was part of the 13 songs as well. That was the first single you released. That was even going back to, what, 2019 when you released that one?
Yes, we had released that in August of 19. That was the very first debut, and that song, too, was a very, very raw tune. There wasn't too many instruments. It was a lot of acoustic, some background vocals, and just a really drawn-down song just to make a point. It's just something very, very simple, and sometimes the most simplest songs turn out to be really good ones, too, and that's kind of how that tune turned out.
Yeah, well, it was effective. It's a song that will get your attention, no doubt about it. Well, let's talk a little bit about that producing of this album. You connected up with some folks that are pretty well known in the music circles here, Tonic Studios, and this was an album that was produced by Brian Cole, who we've had on the show a number of different times. How did that connection come about?
So it was kind of interesting the way it all played out. I had a mutual friend of me, Brian, and Doug, which was my sound engineer, a friend of all of ours who I had known for quite a few years at this point, eventually one night just mentioned, hey, I have these guys that I think you should meet. And we set up a meeting, and it just feels like we had this connection from the time we walked in. I sat down, and we just started talking about a direction that I would like to see things going and some common goals if we were to agree to work together. And it was kind of weird to me. It was kind of ironic that, you know, this mutual friend of ours, I've known her for quite some time, and she's known them, and it was just the timing is what I like to say. I was kind of blessed to have had the chance to meet them then, because had I met them 2-3 years prior, I don't know that the situation would have allowed the same outcome. So I'm very blessed to have had that meeting, and it was kind of one of those moments when you just have this epiphany and this feeling, you know what, I think we're all supposed to be here in this moment, and this is a never say never type situation, and that's kind of where, you know, that title came from. It's like, I have to do this now, or I may never get this shot. I think this is it. So it was a really cool meeting. It was a really cool time, you know, to have some new influences in my life. And, you know, just working the project took about a year to complete. We spent a lot of time in the studio, but the guys and I connected really well. And we had a lot of fun along the way and created a wonderful project. I couldn't have asked it to go any differently.
Well, certainly the connections they have, that's key. And is that where the musicians came into the fold? Did Brian and Doug kind of bring that your way, you know, the people that played on the record?
Yes, we had a really talented studio musician. Since then, he's done a lot of stuff in Nashville and such, but he did a majority of everything. His name's Adam Ernst. All the drum tracks, all the guitar tracks, he put a lot of work into this. But we did outsource for some pianos, the guitar. So, yeah, all that was thanks to Brian and Doug. You know, they have a lot of friends, a lot of people that they know in the business. And, you know, that ultimately helped a ton with where everything, you know, kind of played out just with the different talents. So it was really cool.
And of course, the album released then on MTS Records. Of course, we've visited with Michael Stover just a while back this year. So you certainly surrounded yourself with some people that know how to get a job done. I know Michael keeps us informed with anybody that he is associated with pretty frequently. He does a great job representing. So he certainly you picked the right people to get yourself associated with to help kick things off. I'll say this, even before you you released one single, you released a second single in January, both coming ahead of the album, but I had seen you had made an appearance in Billboard magazine, gotten a little mention too in the Women of Music edition last December. Never hurts to see an ad or whatever in a Billboard magazine.
Right, yeah, that it kind of came at a really interesting time because, like you said, I was just kind of getting everything up and started. A lot of people didn't know who I was except, you know, my local fan base, so it was really cool, especially the addition. You know, Taylor Swift was on the cover. It was a very unique addition for women in the industry. And for me to be a part of that was kind of mind-blowing at the time.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Neat stuff. So you release a single on your birthday, and then the album comes out appropriately on Valentine's Day, February 14th. You officially released Never Say Never. And since then, of course, the timing not so perfect for you, I'm sure, because here we are in the middle of this pandemic thing where everything kind of got shut down. I bet that has been tough to take simply because of the world kind of stopping, at least as far as on stage performances. You get everything out, and it seems like the momentum is right in your hands, and then things just kind of got shut down.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly kind of how it felt. You know, is somebody just giving you everything and then kind of almost taking it away. But, you know, it's been interesting both mentally and, you know, as far as marketing and everything. It was kind of something that took a little adjusting, but it's an is what it is mentality is how I've been looking at it, and a one day at a time. So I've been able to focus on a lot more interviews and, you know, social media, getting my name out there. And right now, that's kind of still where everyone is. That's where the fans are. They're online, watching shows, listening to, you know, different podcasts and live videos on all the platforms. So I've been trying to at least just stay out there, and, you know, it was interesting releasing the album, you know, right before all this happened. So my marketing kind of turned into online and, you know, just hoping that, and I've been blessed with the way I have had fans still following everything, and, you know, I have had CD sales, and I do still have a lot of people playing my music. So, you know, I'm still grateful for all of that. I do hope, though, that very soon rather than later that we get to meet in person and you know, start real life up again and playing shows. And, you know, I have a couple cool ones lined up. So I just hope that all that kind of stuff can still happen this before the end of the year.
Yeah. I think, what did I see? You're going to be opening for Mark Chestnut?
Yes. Yeah. Right. That's a very exciting one. So I can't wait. That's in November.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, I mean, the social media thing, you know, it works. And obviously, I mean, you know, I see you're well covered with that. And, you know, I'm a big fan of people like Brandi Clark and Ashley McBride, and I think I've seen more of them, you know, now that we've been shut down. I think Brandi Clark does something every day or, you know, on some platform. I mean, you know, so, you know, the more you do that, people are going to see you, and people have really responded to it. I agree with you, and it's cool to see that, you know, people respecting that, and I hope that that kind of moment carries over when we do get to get back out and you get to hop back up on stage and everybody gets out and supports the local musicians as well. Where do we find you on social media? You have a website, social presence. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I do have my website. It's ashleypuckett.com. I am a huge Facebook fan. So if you want to keep most up to date with me, you can usually see it all first on Facebook. So just look for me, Ashley Puckett or Ashley Puckett Music, and like the page. And I am also on all the other platforms, too. So if you're listening to music, aside from Twitter and Instagram, you can find me on Pandora, Spotify, YouTube. So I do try to keep everything up to date for the most part. But if you're really looking to connect, Facebook is where I hang out the most.
Sounds good. Ashley Puckett. Got a couple more songs here tonight. Ashley, we appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and talk a little bit about Never Say Never. The new album is out. Get yourself a copy of it, download the songs, and look forward to seeing Ashley in person performing real soon, we hope. But we're going to talk about Magic of the Moment. Tell us about that song.
Magic of the Moment is one of the very fun ones on the album, especially for right now. You know, summertime's coming, the weather's getting nice, and, you know, we're all looking to get back with our friends that we've missed for the last few months. So it's a very cool song, just, you know, more of a relaxed, let's get together by the fire, have a drink or two, and then never know what happens. I find some love along the way. Those types of vibes. And it's just a really fun, loving song. And, you know, I think it's going to appeal to a lot of different people and maybe even some who, you know, aren't that geared toward country. They might like a pop vibe or something else of that nature just because of the lyrics and a lot of the instruments. So we kind of took that one in a lot of more modern pop country vibe.
Okay. And then the title track, Never Say Never, you kind of alluded to that, but this is a song that, I mean, obviously when you say title track, it usually has a lot of meaning, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I think this song, for a multitude of reasons, is my favorite on the album. One, I just think the production of it, the mix, just everything about it to me is 100% perfect. There's not a thing I would change. And I think it's one of those songs. The reason I fell in love with it in the first place was it reminded me of a Jody Messina song that I had used to sing, and I still do. And it was a very sweet, real life fairy tale type love song. And it has all those kinds of things in there about falling in love, just when you think things can't get better, they always do. So even if you're not in love, it's something that you might be looking forward to, you know, maybe finding that one day. This one kind of had a double meaning to me, going back to the title. Aside from the love song aspect of it, the Never Say Never, as cliche as that is, it's something that stuck with me as soon as I heard the title. And I kind of said, hey, you know, when we put this project together, this was kind of something weighing on my mind, and I kept saying, you know, this had to have all happened for a reason. The timing was all perfect, and it was one of those thoughts in my mind that I have to do this now or never. So it was something that I thought this project may never happen before I met those guys. You know, it wasn't me giving up on a dream. It was just life happening. And the easiest way to put it, life happens. Yeah. And it was something that I wasn't sure would ever be in my life, even though music always was. So when all this started happening, never say never kind of became that real life cliche statement, because, you know, I wanted to make sure I was able to share with everyone, you know, this wasn't something that I thought was going to come easy, and it sure didn't, but this was something that I wasn't sure was going to come at all, but I kept working toward it. And so, you know, that's a cool message to share. You know, if you have something that you work hard enough for, never say never. So kind of a double meaning song, but it truly is a meaningful one to me.
Thanks for sharing your story with us tonight on the Grassroots Show, Ashley Puckett, and love hearing your music. And we look forward to seeing you out and about on a stage somewhere real soon.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much for having me.
It's Ashley Puckett tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
funny how time changes everything. And after all these years, love is very much alive. Took just one kiss from you, your love hope.
When you're trying to keep a delicious meal on the table for your family, you need to rely on a supermarket that you trust. And I know the perfect place for you. And it's right here in Butler. Rose's Superette on the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. They've adjusted their hours to ensure that you have the best experience possible, along with plenty of great items to choose from. Rose's is open every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stop in and get all your grocery essentials at Rose's Superette, where they're always right on the price.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Coming up on Saturday, June 13th, it's the Liberty Bash 2020 at Buffalo Hollow in Petersburg, Ohio. Featuring music from Gordon Austin and High Praise, The Rust Project, The Noble Hops Band, Lions in America, Tarachan Sky, Rover, Smacked, 12 Gauge Justice, Dying Breed, and The Hellfire Club. The day will also include speakers and vendors, a bouncy house for kids, and a sense of unity. For more information, look for the Liberty Bash 2020 on Facebook. Beginning Friday, July 10th, it's Gigaroo 2020 at the Islin Community Park. All ages with camping, food vendors, 2 days of live music featuring local bands. Friday, July 10th, Saturday, July 11th, Gigaroo 2020. And from the Shady Lady Concert Calendar Circle, Saturday, September 19th, for the Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records 15th Anniversary or Farewell Show. Follow along on Facebook at Shady Lady Productions for details.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back into our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob in Utah with you here tonight, thanks to Ashley Puckett, sharing her story and sounds from her new album that she released on Valentine's Day. And certainly hope Ashley is, like everybody else, able to get back up on stage very, very soon. I know she has some concerts, opening concerts for some big country acts planned for later this year, so hopefully that occurs for her. Want to thank Woodman Life. They are also sponsoring this fourth segment of our show, just like they do in the second segment. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations. Contact them if you would like life insurance needs or some financial advisement. They can provide it for you. And they love local music. They support us and are part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that unfortunately is on hold for a year. And hopefully they'll be back with us again next year as we plan to be back late August of 2021. But Woodman Life, sponsoring this segment of our show. Utah, you were mentioning to me a article that had been written by Dave Grohl, of course, of the Foo Fighters, formerly of Nirvana, and a gentleman that is extremely passionate about the music industry, obviously, because he's been so such a big figure in that. And I think in such a very positive way. This is a guy that also respects the music industry, the people that have presented it, and what music is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. What it's all about and the people that are a part of it, especially the fans. And this is a very moving story he wrote. It's about a month old, but I just recently found it. Trip writer Rex Rakowski shared it with me, and it's pretty moving. It's called The Day the Live Concert Returns, and we'll probably post that up on the Grassroots page, and you can give it a read. It's a really powerful and moving story.
Very cool. And I was mentioning to you, he produced a documentary called Sound City, which told about the old classic studio where many, many great recordings were put onto vinyl back in the day. And, of course, he bought the board, the legendary board that recorded many of those recordings and put it into his own studio and then had a lot of musicians come in and record a whole soundtrack for that. And it's an awesome read. Dave really, I think, is respectful, as I said, about the people that have come before him, but also wants to make sure that some of that stuff is archived, too. And I just think that's fantastic. You know, you need people like that to document and remember. Because in this digital world, you know, are we going to have anything in our hands in the future? You know, what are we going to be doing, Utah, 30 years from now? You know, I mean, I know vinyl has come back as a collector's item thing, but will we have a tangible product where we, you know, like you and I grew up, you know, couldn't wait to get that album and read the liner notes? You know, is it going to be on our phone, or is it going to be on our whatever device we have 30 years from now? It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, technology sure moves at a pretty fast pace. But, you know, one thing Dave Grohl has said many, many, many times over and over is that one of his favorite bands happens to be America's greatest rock and roll band, Cheap Trick. So.
Hey, and I guess they have new material coming out. Did see that there was an interview with Rick Nielsen and said they've been working hard and will have something coming out. And they didn't really have a time frame whether it would happen later this year or whatnot, but I'm sure you're excited about that.
Oh, I always am, and it was fun. That was one of the last things we got to do, actually, Bob, together, was go see Cheap Trick back in February. So.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Who'd have thunk it at the time? So, well, hopefully they put that new album out, and hey, if you have me along, I'll go see him again, man. It was fantastic. So, and of course, if you'd like to see live local original music, you have an opportunity, as you heard in the concert calendar, next week. In fact, the Noble Hop's going to be part of it. There's a pretty impressive lineup going to be happening at the Liberty Bash 2020, and a salute to Jake Parks and all of those people that put that together. He put that together pretty quickly, and a pretty impressive lineup, I would have to say.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Lions in America back in action again. It was one of my favorite local bands. I look forward to that.
Check that out on Facebook, Liberty Bash 2020, and all of the other events that will be coming forward, and we'll keep you up to date here as well. And we'll do it again next Sunday night. Let's finish up with a couple of tunes. And when we were in the quarantine time, Jason Hartman, we've played him before. And he's a local musician, is very well known and very well connected in this music scene here, and especially the Butler area. Very, very talented guitarist. In fact, Jason, I remember going back to a fundraiser a few years ago. Jason was one of the performers, but he did a song called Fallen World, and he does the vocals and everything on this, but boy, you'll love the guitar work. In fact, Utah, from the lineup here, that between the song I've picked here and your song, I think we're going to go out with some guitar jamming.
That sounds good to me. And speaking of our first segment sponsor, Meat Locker Recording Studio, there's big connections here with this next guy. We had him on here a couple weeks ago, and that's Greg Marna. Of course, he's got a brand new CD out, and a great song that features Chris Compton on drums as well. That's Colliding Consciousness.
Oh, fantastic tune. And hey, if you didn't hear the Greg Marna interview a couple weeks back, Greg does a lot of stuff online, social media, and shares some really cool podcasts and some really insightful stuff, too. I encourage you to check that out. I've really enjoyed that, enjoying that. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. When you get the opportunity, get out and support local music. Get out and support our local businesses that support local music as well. And again, thanks to Woodman Life, Bros's Superette, Meat Locker Recording Studio, and, of course, Shady Lady Productions for presenting our grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
We'll be right back. want us all to listen carefully.
You listen, we rock. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, is the rock station, 97.7.
Hear the sirens. Hear the sirens. Hear the sirens. Hear the circus so profound. I hear the sirens. Let me catch my breath to breathe and reach across the bend. Just to know where safe I am, a grateful man. The slightest bit of light and I can see you clear. Have to take your hand and feel your breath, for fear this someday will be over. I pull you close, so much to lose, knowing that nothing lasts forever. I didn't care before you were here. I danced in laughter with the ever after. But I'll sirens covering distance in the night. A sound echoing closer, till they call for me, it's time. For every choice, mistake I made is not my plan. Grazie.
97.7. Station. We'll be right back. rock station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots